good day. This day, we will be engaging the subject of healing. Now, in that, I will pose to all of you, first of all, what is your definition of healing? What would any of you express that you define healing to be?
Elias, this is Julie. The definition that I've taken on for myself is returning to the natural state. And to me, that means the natural state that's in harmony with my own essence energy, whatever that is. And that would include everyone else too. It's not some absolute standard.
Excellent. I would express, yes, that would be the definition of healing. Now, in that, there are many, many, many constructs around the subject of healing and the idea of healing. And in that, using that definition of returning to the natural state can be somewhat tricky. For what is the natural state? And in this, you might express that the natural state would be that everything is functioning perfectly or in the manner that it should. But what is that? Regardless of whether you are addressing to a being, which includes all beings, or your planet, or anything else, for healing can be applied to almost anything. In this, what is its natural state at the time? What is its natural state now? What may be its natural state now may not have been its natural state at inception. Therefore, what may have been the natural state of a human, let us say, you might think of that as being that every aspect of the human in their body consciousness, in their mind, in their emotional state is functioning in its proper order, so to speak, and is functioning in its natural state, and your idea of its natural state is that it would be functioning in the manner that you identify as its optimal function, what it was designed to do, in a manner of speaking. But I would express that then there is the factor of choice. And what beings choose or what energy is choosing or even what your planet is choosing. And in that, it creates a situation in which that definition can be somewhat clouded. Or in that it is a matter of perception, once again, and interpretation of what is the natural state of a being or of a thing in any capacity, and what is the natural state of that being or that thing at any given point in time. For in that, certain manifestations, such as physical organs, let us say, may be functioning in a manner that you could perceive as a dysfunction, but in relation to the choice of the individual, it may be functioning quite natural at that time in relation to their choice and their desire and what movement they are engaging, what they are exploring. There are many factors that are involved. In this, what it leads you all to is the idea of a standard. That there is an overall general standard of what is the optimal natural state, and that natural state means that everything is functioning in the capacity that it was designed to do. And that leads you, in relation to this standard, in directions in relation to this subject of healing, of generating assessments of what is not functioning properly and what is not healthy, and therefore what requires being altered. Now, this is a significant piece of healing that you are not necessarily expressing in words when you say that healing is returning to the natural state. What you are not expressing in words in that statement is that if there is a perception that anything is not in its natural state or the state of its designed function, then it should be altered. It should be changed to be functioning in the capacity that it was designed to function in. This subject of healing can be considerably convoluted, for every individual has a different idea and believes differently about what is natural and what isn't natural, and what is healthy and what is not healthy, what is good and what is not good, what is functioning and what is not functioning. And for all of these expressions, you have standards which are very strongly influenced by your constructs. All of your standards are products of constructs, for they move hand in hand. Remember, constructs are all of your reasons why or reasons for anything and everything. Therefore, much of what you address to or what you perceive in the direction of healing is very influenced by your constructs. This should change because this is not healthy. Because whenever there is an explanation of because, that is the inclusion of a construct. It is the answering or the explanation of the reason why or the reason for. The reason this subject is important is because you have moved into an age in which you are, in a manner of speaking, onslaughted with ideas about what is healthy and what is not healthy. Yeah. What you should do and what you shouldn't do. What should be changed and what shouldn't be changed. And it invokes tremendous passion in many, if not most, individuals in varying capacities. And when you present to yourselves and anything that seems to be a dysfunction of any type, this is automatically the direction that you move in. It needs to be healed. You need to be healed. They need to be healed. Society needs to be healed. The planet needs to be healed. Your loved ones need to be healed. Everything needs to be healed. Or there is likely something that you can discover that is wrong with almost everything. And that requires some type of change to heal it and to restore it to health. Now, in this, another factor that is very important with this subject and why it is important to address to is that the idea and the subject of healing in itself in every direction is based in fear and what you don't want. This is what prompts the idea of healing, is that concentration on what you don't want and hand in hand with a factor of fear of consequences. if you don't do, there will be consequences. Or if you continue to do, there will be consequences. And that invokes projecting, anticipating, and that fear generates a considerably strong hold on most of you. It influences you to question yourselves, to question what you are doing, to question what you are not doing. It influences you to do or to overdo or to stop doing or to not do at all. It is very powerful, for it is a tremendous subject of doubt. Is this to say that I would express to any of you that healing is not good, or that it is not necessary, or that it is a negative subject? No, not at all. But it is important that all of you, as you are expanding your awareness and you are becoming more present, that you also not create opposition with yourselves by including expressions that are automatic, that you are not aware of objectively how they are continuing to influence you in directions that you are attempting to move away from. That you are paying attention to yourselves, you are being present, you are applying information, and you are also confused and frustrated because there are certain areas that you simply seem to not be able to accomplish. And part of the reason for that is that there are these somewhat insidious expressions that are a part of your daily lives that you think of as positive, when in actuality, in an automatic capacity, they do incorporate a negative influence, for they influence you to be concentrating on what is wrong and what you don't want, and fear. And influencing in relation to reinforcing that idea and perpetuating that expression of consequences. This is what will happen to you if you do this or if you don't do this. It is also important to recognize, in relation to healing, when you say that the definition of healing is to return to the natural state, it is important to be aware of what that means in the now, what that means today in the present situation and in the present direction. That the most influencing piece of healing is not necessarily to actually alter a physical manifestation, but in returning to a natural state, expressing allowance, not fighting, not opposing. When you think about some expression that you want to heal, or when you observe some outside situation that you assess needs to be healed or should be healed, your automatic association is to change it, to oppose what is until it isn't. And you do this in many, many, many different capacities. And in many situations, you do it in a manner that you actually think you are being encouraging by offering information or by what you think of as being helpful. And offering suggestions and offering helpful actions. But what are those actions and suggestions based in? And it is a matter of being aware of whether they include that factor of fear and consequences, which I would express in percentage-wise, 95% of your expressions do include those underlying factors and motivations of fear and consequences. For you are addressing to something you don't want or you don't like. And in that, you want it changed, you want it different, or you want it gone. This, as I have expressed many, many, many times previously, that merely influences you to concentrate on what you don't like and what you don't want more. And how is that returning to a natural state? Although it might be, for that might be your natural state in the moment. But for the most part, it is likely not. But in this, it is a matter of recognizing that one of the most important factors is to stop opposing, to let go, to stop generating importance in relation to that thing that you don't like or that you don't want. And that is considerably challenging. If you incorporate the family member that has created a disease or has lost a limb or is engaging senility. It is very challenging to not oppose that and not fight with it. Does that mean you have to agree with it? Definitely not. Does that mean embrace what you dislike? Definitely not. No. You can dislike a particular expression or manifestation, but the more you fight with it, the more you oppose it, the more you concentrate upon what you don't like or what is wrong with it, the more you reinforce it. And the more you actually move yourself out of your natural state. Therefore, in that, who then requires the healing? In this, let us perhaps momentarily use those examples being very real that a loved one may be creating a disease or some physical manifestation that is dangerous or in your perception is dangerous. Dangerous meaning it could or is leading to the individual's disengagement. Or that is always dangerous. Or that is the ultimate consequence, is death. Or that a loved one is generating some manifestation that may not be leading to the ultimate consequence of death, which in some situations, in some perceptions, some individuals may express as even worse of a consequence if their loved one is appearing to be non-functioning or suffering. And when you love something, some being, you don't want them to suffer. You suffer with them when they suffer. Or you empathize, or you sympathize. And in that, in a manner of speaking, you are empathizing, for you are hurting also if they are hurting. Therefore, in that, how do you apply the subject of healing and not be concentrating on consequences, fear, or what is wrong? How do you apply that returning to natural state and include what the natural state may be now? And that the natural state now may be different from what you assess it should be. Even in situations with dis-ease, that may be the natural state now. That may be the choice of a natural state now. Or let us say with an injury, and neurological damage that an individual may have created with themselves. That may be their choice of a natural state now. How you move in a direction of employing healing in relation to shifting, expanding, being present, and not moving in the direction of fear and consequences or opposition is first you identify what it is that you are afraid of. What are your consequences? What are your fears and anticipations? That is the first aspect. And acknowledge them. Not push away, not dwell on, but not ignore and not attempt to change, but merely acknowledge that. Accept what is for what it is. Not for what you want it to be, but for what it is. Then you move in not opposition, but into a recognition of what is the expression of what you perceive to be a malfunction. Meaning, if it is with yourself, what is the expression of it? What are the symptoms of it? What is the feeling of what is not functioning properly, or what you perceive to be not functioning properly? If it is with another individual or another being, assess what position they are in and what position you are in. This is tremendously important. If it is another being, if it is not you, then it is a matter of honoring the other being by not interfering, but being supportive. And that requires assessing what the other being's position is in what they are creating, and assessing whether they want your involvement. I have expressed many times, especially in recent years, that it is important to recognize what you involve yourself with, and that you can be invested and not involve yourself when the situation does not involve you directly. And I am aware that many, if not most of you, continue to grapple with that concept. But in relation to healing, you can be, let us say, offering energy or pooling energy. If another being is receptive to that. Now, in that, you are projecting an energy with no expectation. You are not expressing specifically how that energy is to be used or how it is to be received. You are merely expressing a genuine desire to be supportive and offering that pooling of energy. And I am always encouraging of that. But when you move in directions more specifically in relation to either yourselves or other beings, and you are focused upon a particular manifestation or what you identify or perceive as a malfunction, what I would express to you is, if you want to be helpful, if you genuinely want to move in a direction of healing and not opposing, it is a matter of returning the energy to its point of origin. Now, that is different from altering a function. Let us say, as a hypothetical example, that an individual is creating a dysfunction with their throat, and they're experiencing considerable discomfort with their throat, and in that it is worrisome to them and it is affecting of their ability to function. Now, whether you are another individual helping that individual in a healing capacity, or whether it is yourself and you are generating the action, the energy that is affecting of the individual's throat may not and most likely did not originate with their throat. That energy is likely being expressed from some other area, and it is affecting of the throat. Now, in that, the individual has chosen to be affecting of their throat for some reason of their own, but that is not as important. It may be important to the individual that is creating the symptom eventually, but in the immediate now, it is not the most important factor. Always approach anything in relation to healing in conjunction with now first. Symptoms first, cause second. Whatever is being expressed now, first. Why, second. This, in many situations, when you are addressing to the symptom first, it may not even be necessary to discover the why, for you may present that to yourself automatically anyway. But always approach any situation from the perspective of now first. Always reinforce presence and now. In that, regardless of whether you know objectively what is causing a particular manifestation, it matters not. When you are addressing to now and the symptom now, you do not have to know the mechanics and all of the physics of what energy is being expressed and what organs are being affected and what system in the body is malfunctioning, if you will. All that is significant for you to know is that whatever energy is collected in a point of discomfort, it is a collection of energy, and it did not originate there. It collected there. Therefore, in simplicity, it is merely a matter of expressing that influence and that instruction for all of that energy to return to its point of origin, wherever that may be. That individual that is suffering a discomfort with their throat may actually be projecting energy from their pancreas, and it may be manifesting in their throat, but that energy's origin was their pancreas. And in that, you are not expressing to change anything or to change the function of anything that has been chosen. Now you are merely redirecting the energy to return to its point of origin. Whenever there is pain, wherever the pain is, the energy radiates, and it is not specific to the area that is actually affected. Even in a very small example, if you cut your finger, you can see the point of the injury. But it is likely that you will feel the pain in more places than only that one slice. Your entire finger will hurt. For at the point of origin, the energy immediately disperses. Whenever there is something physical that is affected or damaged or injured or diseased. Automatically, what the body consciousness does, and this extends far beyond your individual body consciousness, which I will also express subsequently, but the body consciousness at that point of origin automatically disperses energy. It projects energy outward in many different directions to move it away from the point of origin, to not be concentrating that energy on damage. Your body, every body, automatically does what I have been expressing to all of you in words for years. And what you do automatically is desperately attempt to concentrate all of the energy on that point of origin, which the body is automatically dispersing that energy to not focus the concentration on that dysfunction, and then it can replace that energy and pull it back to the point of origin to heal it. But it can't do that because you are forcing the energy back to the point of origin unnaturally with your concentration. For you're not forcing that energy back to the point of origin in a natural manner to restore to natural condition. No, you are concentrating on what you feel. Whether it be physical or emotional or mental or even with your planet. Wanting to heal your planet. I have expressed repeatedly, it is not a matter of healing your planet. It is changing, it is adjusting, and it is moving in its direction. It does not require healing, it will adjust. It is not a matter of healing. It is a matter of you moving in different directions and shifting your concentration in relation to how you interact with it in very similar manner to how you interact with bodies. Your own and others. In shifting, I expressed a considerable time framework ago that one of the significant actions you would be engaging is redefining terms and therefore redefining your reality. This applies to everything in your reality, whether you deem them to be good or bad. Those ideas and directions and expressions that you deem to be good require change also. The factor that you think they are good does not mean that they don't change or that they don't require change in relation to shifting. They do, for everything is changing. Everything is changing. And in this, your understanding of healing is important to change also. Let me express to you, you are already at a point in your development technologically in which I would very definitely express your science fiction has become science fact at this point. Your technology has advanced to such a degree that what you view as impossible in science fiction, you already have the technology to use. You are not using it yet in mass because you continue to perceive healing in the manner that you do. That healing is equated with fixing, and that everything that is associated with healing is associated with a standard. And all that is associated with the standards are involving those factors of consequence and fear. And the technology that you could be incorporating, for you have it now, you already have developed it, you already have invented it. The technology that you could be employing, you can't employ, for it is incompatible with fear and consequence. And you continue to move in the direction of outside sources, pharmaceuticals. That how you alter and how you fix based in fear and consequences is by outside sources. And once again, I will express to avoid the black and white ideas that individuals and beyond do incorporate outside sources as methods in relation to healing. And I am not expressing that they are bad or wrong, or that it is better not to be incorporating those methods. That is not the point. That is not what I am expressing. For that is not the point. The point is what motivates that. Point is beyond the method. It is what is motivating in any direction, regardless of whether it incorporates outside sources or not, matters not, is motivated by the same, which is fear and consequence. And in that, the technology that you have for healing, which would be in conjunction with directing energy back to its point of origin and employing in a technological manner that principle which you have neglected for centuries of like cures like, which is actually what does cure and is exceptionally simple. The technology moves in that direction, you move in the direction of opposition. Therefore, it is not employed yet. But it is not that you don't have it. You do. In this, let me express to you that principle of like cures like. The reason that it is successful is that when you generate a physical manifestation, what are you doing? Your body consciousness is expressing a communication. I've been expressing that to you for a considerable time frame where your body is always generating communications. And how it gains your attention is through feelings, emotional and physical. All of them are generated by your body consciousness. And in this, when you are uncomfortable emotionally or physically, it is a signal that your body consciousness is expressing to you to alert you in relation to what you are doing. It is telling you a statement. This is what you are doing in the moment. Now, when you mirror that to the body, that is the communication back to the body consciousness, message received, and it stops. Whether it is emotional feelings or physical feelings, they stop. Because they have been acknowledged. The message was received. Even if you don't know what the message was. If you mirror back to the body, it stops sending the signal. Or it registers message received, and therefore it is not necessary to continue to express a message. That, like, cures, like. Now, I shall open to all of you for questions in relation to this subject. And perhaps sharing your experiences.
Elias, he's here, and Samira, can you hear me?
I can.
Perfect. You were talking about the technology we already have invented. Like yours, like, do you mean homeopathy?
No, that is a practice, and I would express that in relation to homeopathy that individuals do move more in that direction with homeopathy. They do not incorporate it fully, but they do move in a practice of that, and I do acknowledge that. But that is not an expression of technology. What I express to you is, in relation to homeopathy, that is the incorporation of practices in relation to consumption and actions that you do, and in your terminology, lifestyle. Technology in this direction has moved in the area of, in a manner of speaking, developing synchronization of vibrational qualities that are synchronized to vibrational qualities that you express, and that can manipulate directing energy, very similar to how you direct electricity. You can direct the energy of electricity to be used in many different capacities to do many different functions. This is a technology that has been developed that is different and not electrical, but can be manipulated in as many different forms or more than you can manipulate with electricity. In this, the technology is developed and designed to, in a manner of speaking, scan a physical body in a similar manner that you use electricity to scan a vehicle. It scans a body consciousness, locates points of origin in which the energy is dispersing, then locates the strongest concentrations of energy that has been dispersed in different areas of the body, and can express certain impulses to encourage that energy to return to the point of origin and therefore engage the action of healing in your terms. Therefore, if you break a bone, the technology can scan the area. It can isolate the break of the bone, which that aspect is obvious, but then it moves in a direction and scans the body consciousness to pinpoint those areas of the body in which that energy has radiated away from the point of origin and has collected in other areas of the body, which may be in the individual's shoulder, or it may be in their foot, or it may be in their head. And in that, it generates pulses that encourages or influences that energy to move from those collected areas back to the point of origin to concentrate in a capacity to fuse the bone back together. You already have this technology. You merely are not using it or employing it yet because there are significant obstacles in using it, which is the promotion of maintaining the fearing consequences. In this, there are masses that promote the maintenance of fear and consequences. And that is an expression that is strongly engaged throughout your world. And that is the opposition that meets the technology. The technology will prevail eventually, but it does incorporate opposition at this present time framework. And that is another reason that it is important for those of you that are giving yourselves information and you are expanding and you are becoming more self-aware to be informed and to know what you are doing and to be generating that projection of energy in which you are applying moving in the direction of healing in a manner that is more productive and that is not reinforcing the old and not perpetuating the fear and consequences.
Elias, is there any name of this technology?
Repeat.
Is there any name of this technology you described? It's already invented, so.
Yes, it is already invented. And I would express that there are several names that they are attaching to this technology presently, which will likely change. Most of them are very strictly guarded.
Understandably.
They are all privately owned endeavors, and they are very strictly guarded. Which, at this point in your world, is somewhat understandable with so much opposition occurring.
Elias, can I throw something in as an example?
You may.
Okay, this is me, Linda. You and I just had a session and we discussed, I'll give the example of my felines. I just want you to know what happened to me in the last day or two since we had that discussion. We talked about Gidget, my reconfiguration of Gilda, and that she's skinny and she doesn't like wet food. And you told me that she should go in the direction of eating a more natural diet. And then you also said, but this is a choice. It's a choice for me, and it's also a choice for her to do that. I experienced exactly what you just said. Fear of consequences, the threat that she would end up like Gilda. And I distracted myself with this for, I don't know, until I talked to Jean-Francois, and he said this simple thing to me. He said, this immediately life-threatening? I said, no, I have time to be patient with myself and work with her. Now, I could give you other examples of friends that are having difficulties, but this is my in my immediate now. And I just want to say that I'm aware of my propensity for fear and consequences. And I love what you're saying, because I want to, I am challenging myself already to allow her to be. I'm allowing Harold to be. I'm allowing all of them to be. It's because I love them so much that I don't want anything to happen to them. But I also want to do my best to create an atmosphere where they thrive with no expectation that they're going to give me a break in a way. But I think moving them in a direction of eating natural is a good idea. I also know it's going to take us some time, all of us. And so this is my example right now of not choosing fear, choosing allowance, and paying attention to redirecting that energy. I'm not quite sure how to get the method of that. You know, me and all of us like our methods, but it just makes sense to me. And it's confirmation. I'm watching Star Trek Voyager. You know, the doctor hologram just goes with that machine. He goes right to those pulses, and he heals bones, and he turns energy back. I'm telling you, this is validation for that. Anyway, thank you for this. This is pretty awesome.
You are very welcome. And that is an excellent example for recognizing and knowing your energy.
Right.
I would express that this is an excellent example for, I was not expressing to you in a threatening or distressing or worrisome manner, but you immediately
went
moved
there
in the direction of being afraid.
Yes, I did. I admit
and
it.
And that if you don't do something, if you don't engage some action, and now and immediately, and fix what is wrong and concentrate on that, what is wrong, then you will obviously engage the ultimate consequence, which is death.
Exactly. No.
And this is not unusual.
I know.
And I would express that even when individuals do not express necessarily that ultimate consequence of death, they do express consequences. It may be that if you don't engage a particular action, something will be worse.
Yes. Exactly.
Therefore, it is already wrong, but it will become worse.
Yes. Shit.
In this is the point. You are automatically concentrating on the wrong and the consequences and the fear. And let me express to you, it matters not whether you move in a direction of outside sources or whether you move in a direction of healing yourselves. When I express to you this subject of healing is to this point based in fear and consequences, I am expressing very deliberately, and I would express that
it matters not whether you are engaging physicians, whether you are in the direction of healing yourself, or you are engaging energy work, or you are engaging medications, or you are engaging diet. It matters not what the method is. Even if you are moving in the direction of healing yourself and energy work, it still incorporates aspects of fear and consequence. If you don't do this, there will be a consequence. If you do this, there will be a consequence. Even nutrition. If you don't eat correctly, there will be consequences. You will be killing yourself in relation to what you consume, or even in relation to energy expressions. If you don't do it right, it won't fix the problem, or you are motivated to be engaging energy work because you are helping. And what are you helping? You are helping in relation to what is unwanted. The concentration remains on what is bad, what is wrong, and what needs to be changed and fixed. Not that the change is bad, it is not. Not that it is wrong to want to change. No, that is not the point. It is the tremendous concentration on the wrong rather than what is not wrong. And the tremendous concentration on fear and consequence.
So true. Thank you.
And this leads individuals into such unnecessary conflict, despair, dismay, discomfort, that if you could allow yourselves to recognize that not fighting with and not fighting for does not mean that you don't care.
Right.
Your caring, your compassion, your love is not measured by how much you fight.
Hey, Elias.
Yes.
So I have a question. This is the moderator. I'm asking on behalf of Jillian in Somerset. And I think it's pretty on point. I'm going to read it to you as is and allow you to reframe it as necessary. Here goes. I've had an excellent, though uncomfortable, experience of late. I spent 4 weeks in hospital to figure out what was really ailing me in terms of my losing weight and chronic pain in my stomach. I realized after our last talk, you spoke to me about some folks experiencing extremes, and I am indeed one that has chosen that. Anyway, I'd like you to comment and or confirm that I'm proceeding with my process of transition. I feel during that period I noticed my judgment of self, but also felt I moved rapidly into acceptance in myself and others. I became aware that I was and moving in the direction of being a straight little sapling. Also, I feel I always believed my body heals quickly. Since I returned home, I noticed and reinforced these beliefs. The trust in myself continues. Now, I find that I'm flowing with myself and not pushing. I have been feeling alone and frustrated with not being able to talk to anyone aloud and physically. I realize that all the wanting in my attempts at lucid dreaming, feeling, seeing, energy, meditating, like many others, I just am unable to do. I've accepted that now and don't push and frustrate myself over it. I'd just like to know if I'm on the right track and with my impressions. I'm certainly not ready to die yet, although I asked myself for that several times when I was in most pain. I do believe that there is no separation. I do feel Jillian is a perfect and magnificent manifestation of Ari, and I am is one. Lastly, I have noticed my lights blinking. Thank you for reminding me that I am indeed not alone.
You are welcome. And you are indeed not alone. And I would validate your impressions. And I would also validate your attempts and your movement. And your offering to yourself in a considerable amount of information to yourself. In this, I would also agree that presently you do not appear to be at that point. You are definitely not engaging that choice of disengaging yet. But I would also validate that there are moments of vacillation in that you vacillate with entertaining that direction, and then not. And then yes, and then not. But I would acknowledge you in what you are doing and what you are offering to yourself. And I would also acknowledge you in your practicing in relation to yourself and your interaction with other individuals, albeit limited. And in that, I would merely express to you, this subject does apply to you too. That there are some factors that remain in relation to fear and consequence. I acknowledge what you are accepting and what you are allowing yourself to let go with. And in that, encourage you to continue, my friend, as always. And know, you are correct. You're not alone. And I am always present.
Elias, this is Val. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you say a little bit more about the mirroring that you talked about? You have a physical manifestation and you acknowledge that you have one at a certain point in the now, and you mirror back that acknowledgement. Can you talk more about that, please?
It is a matter of presenting the same expression that the body is presenting. This is the reason that it is significant and important to be addressing to symptoms in the now first. Identifying what the body is doing. What is the manifestation? What is the symptom, in a manner of speaking? And then discovering some outside source that would generate the same symptom. When you present the same symptom, let me express in this manner. It is, first of all, important to be engaging that action in the present. It is not an action of preventative. It is an acknowledgement of the signal that the body consciousness is generating. Therefore, let us say that an individual is experiencing an action of vomiting. Let us say the individual perceives themselves to have developed a stomach flu. And the individual is vomiting. Now, if you present to that individual, or if it is yourself, if you present to yourself some outside source that would create that symptom, let us say that there is some substance that would induce that action of vomiting. If you introduce that same expression to the individual while they are experiencing that situation of vomiting, let us say, incorporating some substance that would induce vomiting. If the individual consumed that substance that produces that symptom of vomiting, the vomiting would stop. The body would stop doing it. It would not make the individual vomit. Now, if the individual was not vomiting, or if you are feeling fine and you are not vomiting and you ingest that substance, it is likely that it would influence you to vomit. But if it is presented to an individual that is experiencing that action of vomiting, it will stop. The body immediately recognizes that mirror as message received, unnecessary to continue, and it stops.
What, I've got another example. What about a leg or back pain?
Then it is a matter of genuinely isolating
what that pain is, and then discovering what would create that same pain. Whatever would create the same symptom. Remember, it is like cures like. Therefore, whatever would create the same symptom, if you present that same expression, it will stop.
Do you have an example?
Very well. Let us say that an individual incorporates pain in their back, and that pain is being generated because certain muscles in their back are tremendously contracting and tensing. And in that, it is creating pain, discomfort. Now, if you were to incorporate some other source that creates that same action, let us say an electrical shock that would create a particular muscle spasming and contracting tremendously. In that, if you do the same action at the time that you are experiencing that, it will stop.
Thank you, Elias. That's very helpful. That's amazing.
You are very welcome. And I would encourage all of you in this direction, maybe a challenge for you to discover what matches your symptoms. In this, I express tremendous encouragement to each of you. Continue in your expansion and your exploration, and add this in healing to your expansion.
Hey, Elias.
I express tremendous affection to all of you. Great lovingness. I shall be anticipating our next meeting. To you all, my dear friends, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.